Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that was seen and made evident to the world in your Son. Thank you, Jesus, for being making aware the signs and the wonders that you've got in your heart for the future, for us, for mankind, and for your disciples. And thank you, Lord, you showed this to your disciples, and then you dealt with the devil and darkness and taken all authority, and you've got all authority. And I thank you, came back to the disciples, and I thank you, Lord, you empowered them and you sealed your teachings and your testimony among them. And thank you, Lord, that their light is our light, because they are the firstborn for the, together with you. Thank you, Lord, they are the first fruits of the new life that you've made available, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for the wonderful goodness of having these apostles, Father God, these disciples, to encourage us in the true way, so to not fall into the deception and the lies, but to build our house on the rock and also be disciples, signs and wonders in this world at this time, Father God, as you are drawing everything to yourself and closing off the time of the devil and darkness, and just bringing your kingdom in every way on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 7, verse 2 to 4. Open your hearts to us. We wronged no man. We corrupted no man. We took advantage of no man. I say it not to condemn you, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and live together. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying on your behalf. I'm filled with comfort. I overflow with joy in all our afflictions.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just was so touched here by this, the words of Paul here, and it, open your hearts to us. We wronged no man. We corrupted no man. We took no advantage of any person. And then you think of these disciples, Paul and then the original disciples. And all they were wanting to do, and the only reason they were still here on the earth, was to stir mankind up, to get mankind to know what has taken place, to get them to know the gospel, so that they could come out of darkness into the marvelous light, from the power of darkness to the power of God. And this is what the disciples are all about. And this is what the disciples are still about. Their teachings have been recorded and made available to us to see what God wants us to see, so that we can be the people God wants us to be. And I was looking in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16, bind up the testimony, seal the teachings among my disciples. So the teachings of Jesus and the testimony of Jesus, what did Jesus say is the testimony? As my Father sent me, so I send you. The works I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And so all these teachings of Jesus, the glory, the splendor, the goodness available in Jesus, has been recorded by the disciples. And now we are also being called out to be disciples. And that's so we need to stick to these boundaries. These boundaries point out the beauty of the kingdom here and the realities that are here. And sadly, because people aren't speaking according to this word, there is no dawn. You can see that in Isaiah 8, verse 20. The day hasn't dawned for them. They're still waiting for a day, and they're just in darkness. If you're not in the day, you're not in the light. And if you're not in the light, you're not in the kingdom, and you're not being encouraged and motivated by the Lord Most High, who is the King of this kingdom. Amen? Who's ruling, and we are in the kingdom. So it's so important. Verse 19 in Isaiah says, he says, don't go to the dead. Don't look to the dead on behalf of the living. And he goes on again, he says, verse 20, to the teachings and to the testimony. And what is that? That's what the disciples revealed about Jesus. And if you're not talking according to that which the disciples have opened up relevant to life and life in abundance in Jesus Christ. He says, there's no dawn. You haven't entered into the day. You're still in darkness. So it's so important, guys. Take a note of the letters of Paul, the letters of Peter. All of them, they are so precious. The letters of John. Amen. The Son of God has come and he has given us understanding to know him. And that bottom line is to know him. He says at the end of the age, he says to many that say they know him, but they don't know him. He says, get away, I don't know you. So we need to know the Lord through taking hold of these scriptures by the leading of the Spirit and embrace it. It's so beautiful. Ephesians chapter 4 says that Jesus has been raised up to fill all things. So he's there to fill all things. He's there to fill you. He's there to fill your household. He's there to fill your community. He's there to fill South Africa, Africa, and the world. That is where we're at. And we play a part in that. And he says so nicely, and therefore he's given us the apostles. The disciples, these early disciples, were the first fruits of this new life, first fruits of the resurrection, the first fruits of the kingdom benefits. And we have also now, we have come to the kingdom. We have come to God, the Father, the judge of all. We have come to the church of the firstborn, the spirits of just men made perfect, whose names are written in heaven. And that's what we take hold of, as we can see here. Here in the word, we got his heart is for his disciples. Amen. Paul. And his joy is full because he's tapping into the joy of heaven. He's tapping into his true name, his true purpose. And so he's shining, and darkness has got no hold on his life. So, guys, arise and shine. Wake up. Amen. Jesus is there to fill all things. And you are his disciples. You are his signs and his wonders for mankind. So stay in tune with your Lord, because you've got a portion to play in the gathering together in this wonderful harvest now that has come for the believer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.